Caucasian white slash white supremacists control the scientific criteria and endeavors of other non-white people by imposing European-centric scientific standards and objectives on them. The Caucasian white supremacists control war, military capabilities of others, non-white people that is, by supervising, regulating their military arsenals through the military industrial complex and global sanctions. Get it? The Caucasian white European centric philosophy that hold one race superior and another inferior controls the psychology of other non-white people by controlling their language, and therefore their every thought process. Racism forces non-white people, black people, to abandon their traditional languages in order to learn European concepts through language. This is why Spanish, English, French, and other national languages of so-called languages of so many countries outside the national geography borders of Spain, France, and England. Things to make me go, Things to make me go, Caucasian white supremacists control the physical movement also of others through the establishment of ghettos, barrows, reservation, Bantustan, geopolitical boundaries and borders worldwide. That's why we say there's no blacks that actually meet some of these criterias right now. We have to be in the position to be able to subjugate and exploit and control to say that we're a racist. Think about it. Don't fall into the trap. Words and definition of words. Although so-called America's tricontinental enslavement holocaust ended in so-called 1865 with the 13th Amendment, the immoral legacies of this chapter in so-called American history continues to infect and affect us all. White supremacy, the belief system that enabled the creation of the tricontinental enslavement holocaust, remains strong. Racism, a social demeanor that supports the institution of the tricontinental enslavement holocaust, remains intact. Today, this dilemma this demeanor is echoed in every facet of so-called America society. So-called America will never be free of its inhumane heritage until it recognizes and resolves both racism, ISM, and white supremacy. Even though they say it ended in 65, we've come to realize the psychological exploitation based on so-called race, color, still exists. Even though they say so-called ended in 1865, 150 years later, the social exploitation based on race, color, still with us. Freedom is what I want. Don't you? How are you going to go about it if you don't recognize what's the pressing problem at this time? Lots of people is trying to solve all kinds of other problems. I'm saying, what is the issue? Let some of us focus on racism, white supremacy as the issue. And one of the reasons why I believe racism, white supremacy is the issue, because as we've been stating, it cuts through all of the social dimensions of society, community. Racism is implicit in all areas, economics, education, entertainment. You can add even family, labor, law, politics, religion. You can add science, war. In the area of economics, it disenfranchised blacks and non-white people, looking at the national and global economy. All economic is producing and distributing and consuming products and services. But racism disenfranchises us out of that market. That's why we have to understand, how does racism, white supremacy work? It's time to stop being confused about it. This is how we can beat it, by understanding it. Neely Fuller Jr. said, if you don't understand racism, white supremacy, what it is and how it works, everything you understand will only confuse you, will only confuse you, will only confuse you. I believe that. I've been expressing it to you. I've been sharing the understanding that the value of looking at it from different angles, how it's working, how it's manipulating us, how it's controlling us, how it's socializing us. Just giving us information and beliefs. It's not knowledge. If you don't experience your true self, you'll only believe what you're taught. In the area of education, which is their method of training people to be productive in society, they turn around and deny us any true understanding of the event of history by now giving the invention of his story. See how deception in the area of entertainment, which is basically again a way to have enjoyment, racism come and stick his head in there, denigrates black people by distorting our images in the media to the world. In the area of family, we can't really even have a family in terms of structured households where people are related in just love and respect. Here comes white supremacy, destroy our family structure through, as you say, employment, through education, through labor, law. Just keep us off balance. That's why I'm saying white supremacy is the biggest issue right now in terms of if you feel that you're here to solve problems. Labor. It's a way of organized work. Here comes white supremacy and racism. Here he comes. Here she comes. Devalues our labor. That's why I'm saying, are we a learned community? Are we just an informed community? Are we a conscious community? I'm advocating that we become conscious. My goal is to inspire its realization. I know I can't teach it. But I can give information regarding it and steps towards its realization. That's my goal. Because I've come to realize the most important factor that determines a person's behavior is his level of consciousness. It will determine whatever level she's on. Our perspective, that's why we're saying, how do you see yourself? How do you perceive yourself? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? So this is what now will determine your behavior. Do you think that your emotion, you're that person? Consciousness is your real identity. What is consciousness? All problems is answered through question and answer. What is consciousness? Consciousness is our identity. It is our self. It is that I. Taste, smells, sees, hears, feels. This is the entity. This is that entity that in all of us, I in you and you in I and I. Remember, if you're conscious, certain attitude and behavior should follow that awakening. Wake up. I believe that's how we can beat racism. In the area of law, you kind of understand white supremacy racism here. How it works. Still believe we don't understand it because it's still baffling. I'm working it out myself. But since we still have the problems, we know the situation still exists. So we have to keep coming to the drawing board, and so we should. These are the type of conversation that should be going on. How to recognize and resolve white supremacy, racism. What is the issue? What is the issue? What is the issue? Law. System of codes and rules utilized to govern society. But there's codes governing society. So if somebody say codified your behavior, you should understand what's the law. Here comes racism, white supremacy though, and differentiates between individuals. Isn't that something? After setting up the codes now and rules to utilize and govern society, here come racism and start differentiate both between race, color, politics. Basically, you know, two people talking, a process of making policies. Here comes white supremacy, racism, and woman, child. Dominates all political organization and arenas. Racism dominates all political organization and arenas. Religion. Organized belief system based upon some supreme entity, being. Here comes racism. Dehumanized non-white people with European-centric religion. Ha ha ha. Things to make me go, Science. Pragmatic techniques of observation, analysis, and research. Here comes white supremacy. Dishonors non-white people and nature with the invention of scientific racism. Things to make you go, War. Deceit. Means of armed conflict, conquest, destruction. Racism destabilizes any capabilities of non-white people through racism. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Self-perception. I feel that I'm in the world for the love of God, lack a better term. For the protection of this world. The oneness with all, the self, as opposed to the person. What answers to I? We are consciousness itself. I am that. Oneness with all. Consciousness is our identity, our self. It is immaterial, therefore incapable of division. Addition, multiplication, and any other form of alteration. Thus, there's only one self in the world. I in you and you in I and I. Consciousness and will. Omnipresence, omnipotent, omniscience, So why is it that we don't realize that this is what we are? Isn't that something? If this is what we are, we're consciousness. And how we don't have this realization? The idea still is, we lost our identity. After 150 years, we're still not free. The psychological scars that we carry around is affecting us. We haven't realized that a virus, you could say, has been planted in us. Our true identity has been removed. We're almost like that rat. We're Frankenstein. So our thought is we have reached the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world. Stop us from stumbling and falling in this darkness, deceit, no light. I'm saying it's supposed to be how it is. Justice would be a better system than this democracy. This is it. So for us to then beat this, for us to beat racism, I believe then it's important that we get to the metaphysics of liberation before the real activity of liberation takes place. This takes a bit of self-knowledge. We've got to start looking deep into ourselves, facing the truth, no matter how painful you see it. It's a political, don't you see? It's a political necessity to keep us off our center, maladjusted, in order for this society to exist as it is. I feel that I'm compelled to remind you of this. After 150 years, how are we contributing to our own demise? So before the real activity of liberation, revolution, before the real activity of change take place, one must know the guiding concepts, values, goals, psychological, philosophical, ideological, and other important factors that contributes to what one is trying to accomplish in this world itself. What's the dominant tone of this world? For the genuine revolution, liberation, genuine change must be preceded by metaphysical change in values, your perceptions, what is seen as goals for life, reason for living. Why do we think and act the way we do? We must first have a metaphysical, mental, physical. Get it? So to eliminate any major problem amongst people, the problem of scientific practicing of racism, ISM, in the form of white supremacy, must first be eliminated in all areas of people activity in society. Ask and answer, who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Engage in psychology of liberation. Remember, this classification tool is just about politics, misuse, abuse us based on greed and ego tripping. In summary, in summing up where we're at for now, to continue, I want to encourage you in your goal setting, include independent study. Fail to plan, plan to fail, as the story goes. Include in your goal setting, independent study. Be familiar with the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. It's a textbook, workbook for thought, speech, and actions for victims of racism, white supremacy. I've come to love it because it gave me an understanding of the importance of independently getting my act together. So we can, I believe, now come together as that fist so we can just knock them out. Knock them out. Let's shut them down. Justice would be a better system than what we have, with a meaning, that is. Meaning, the individual guaranteeing that no one is mistreated, including the individual, that self, and guaranteeing who needs help the most receives the most constructive help in all areas of people activity in society. Neely Fuller coined that term from a compensatory perspective. That's a universal law perspective, compensating for what's missing in our lives. And this big one, justice, is a big one that's missing. And I haven't really heard a definition that comes close, especially there isn't a legal working definition, nothing precise. Think about that. That's supposed to be a moment. Especially if you're looking at where we're at and what's needed to go forward. And also be familiar with page 58, 59, 60. First thing in your metaphysical, it doesn't state it that way, but I was pooling it together since I'm expressing the concept of consciousness. What is consciousness? The self. The be constructive, very important beginning. Have a definite purpose, certain attributes, self-reliance, self-determination, self-love, all comes from having a definite purpose. Focus. Check your eating, check your sleeping. Remember, we are revisiting self as an answer to counter racism, white supremacy. Self-growth and development. Be a self-savior. I'm going to go into that a little bit more in this jailhouse psychiatrist moment, using metaphysical, moving forward with metaphysical, get it? Changing our views, values, reason for existence. So the world is on a collision course with disaster, not only from or because of the threat of nuclear war, from the massive collapse of its institutions, political, social, economical, religious, spiritual, educational, etc. It is the combined failure of these institutions and traditions that is at the root of the widespread decay and stagnation that we are witnessing in just about every nation in the world. And I say it's supposed to be that way since that's how everything's been programmed. Somebody's benefiting. This state of affairs, a Kemetic ancient Egyptian priestess would say, is due to a lack of self-knowledge. Something talked about a lot, being quoted often by scholars, yet none have given much insight into its true meaning. What is self-knowledge? At the very beginning, I must call the listener's attention to the fact that I am using the concept of spiritual cultivation as an alternative to the concept of religions and religious systems. This is made necessary by the common misconception that surrounds the two latter terms. Of these, one of the most important misconceptions is the belief that all groups of people have a religious consciousness, and the other is the belief that under the surface of the differences between religious systems, that they are all essentially the same, or at least aspire to the same goal, or ultimately worship the same God. The falsehood of these beliefs will be proven as we go through our episodes. The key is provided when we consider the fact that we can evaluate all religions or people's claim of having it by their degree of spiritual growth. What is spiritual culture? Its chief method and goal are defined by the essential nature of man, which we saw is in the likeness of God, for lack of a better term. When man is born, his consciousness is confined to a mature state of his spirit. You can say his physical, animalistic, and concrete intellectual division of his spirit. As these irrational and divisive faculties are the only guides to his consciousness and will, his behavior is subject to error. This is the cause of all that is wrong in the world. Spiritual culture, then, is a system that methodically leads man consciousness to the higher parts of his being, wherein dwell those faculties that contain the essence of God's attributes. In short, its goal is to raise this consciousness and spiritual power. The acquirement of wisdom, the intuitive knowledge that frees man from errors, and the spiritual power to achieve his will, making criminal acts unnecessary. It is the results of achieving the goal of spiritual cultivation. We can already begin to see that not all religions share this understanding and this goal. For some, man is essentially a sinner, i.e., confined to his animal spirit and concrete intellect, and can therefore only be saved by the intervention of a savior outside of himself, or can only be kept from doing wrong by threats of a doomsday or eternal damnation that awaits the sinner. In the tradition of Kemet, Canaan, and in India, man's salvation can only be achieved by elevation of his consciousness to the highest part of his being. Increase of his spiritual power that he may be free of the limitation of the physical world. Ignorance and self-importance, radical individualism are the father and mother, respectively, of all evils in the world. That's the insight again, to see how you see yourself. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? According to the Asarian drama, according to the story, in the most ancient of time, a Kemetic king named Asar discovered the method of raising his consciousness to the highest division of his spirit and increasing his spiritual power to the highest potential. As a result, he was able to bring civilization, a spiritual controlled way of life, to the people, with its accompanying social harmony, peace, and prosperity. I know it is obvious then that I cannot, of course, teach you about consciousness and self. Experience self. If you haven't experienced self, you can only believe what you are taught. But I do believe I can provide information regarding it, and steps towards its realization as my goal. Because I've come to realize the most important factor that determines a person's behavior, his level, her level of consciousness. It will determine our level of perception. Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Which in turn will determine what we know or believe. What we know or believe. And also it will determine our attitude to our lower emotions, greed, selfishness, hate, revenge, and our sensual appetites can be dictated. If you don't have self-knowledge, who am I? Am I really who I am? Consciousness is the self, the I. It is your true identity. This has been a Jailhouse Psychiatrist moment. Moving forward with metaphysical, mental physical, metaphysical. Get it? Changing our views, our values, perceptions, and what is seen as goals for life and a reason for living. Why do we think and act the way we do? People who is darker than blue? Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Democracy versus justice? Using words and definition of words to reveal truth, produce justice, correctness in all areas of people activity in society. Democracy is against justice. Justice would be a better system than what we have.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage.
Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
So-and-so and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
Then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying? Cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars. What they doing when they up in the stars? Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He filling our head with lies. Got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander. See,
I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would've been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. Computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I said we gon' rush the Pentagon. Pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God. Out of ignorance and fear. If God made man, then why the hell would he put us here? I thought he's supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-ass leadership. Flip a position, they turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Boy, your TV screen is telling lies to your vision. Every channel got some brainwash cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs claiming that they earn shots. It's a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedier? Big corporations, the pigs or the media? Sign of the time, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown. Who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found? It's not coincidence. What? It's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics. But it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed you because they knew we had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed you because you knew we had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda.
Selling lies for millions. What are they doing? IRS, TNT, CBS, NBC, FBI, CIA, ATF, KKK, IRS, TNT, CBS, NBC.
Great love and a great understanding, and that we try to extend this to the general black population and also people, oppressed people all over the world. And I think that we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. And with this realization, we attempt to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have.
The only strength we have, our individual immediate power and the use of a code as a role model of thought, speech, and action to produce a system of justice.
Justice meaning no one mistreated, black or white.
The purpose of broadcasting Democracy versus Justice is addressed to the individual person about what justice is and what the individual person can do in day-to-day life to produce justice by asking questions about definitions of words, by using words that reveal truth, by understanding racism, which is white supremacy, what it is, and how it works. Visit producejustice.com. No major problem can be eliminated until we first eliminate the problem of racism, which is white supremacy. A system of justice will be better than what we have. Justice meaning no one mistreated, black or white. Take the challenge. Stop the cycle of deception. Deception, 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 deception.
Democracy versus justice.
Hetu Futa Hudi, peace and love. Love everyone, love everyone. Everyone is invited to join us presenting a case for the people on our next live broadcast, Democracy versus Justice.
A liberation show of the nation. A goal-setting action show, conscious talk.
Because now we're understanding. Now we're understanding. We are about the business of establishing justice on this planet.
Make justice reign.
I will persist until I succeed.
Shut down in process. Shut down in process. Disconnect.
Have a nice day.